In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the sixth Perek of Masechta Bava Batra. The Mishnah begins, Macher yayin lechavro vechmitz. If someone sells wine to his friend, and then the wine vinegarizes, Mishnah says, Enu chayv bachriyoto. The seller is not responsible to compensate the purchaser for the fact that the wine eventually vinegarized, because he can simply say, well, you didn't store it properly, it's you brought about the fact that the wine spoiled. Here, clearly, we're talking about the fact then that it was transferred into the kelim, the vessel of the purchaser. If, however, for example, he contracted this seller saying, I would like to buy wine from you, he purchased it and it stayed in his jugs. And here, Kati says that it really depends. If he says, I want it for cooking purposes, such that he's only going to use it a bit by bit, then the seller is responsible to ensure that the wine maintained in that state. And if it vinegarized, he would have to compensate the purchaser. If, however, he didn't state that, he just said, I'd like to buy wine from you, and he was only taking it bit by bit, and after a while the wine vinegarizes, the seller can say, well, you should have taken the wine at your earliest opportunity, and therefore he is not responsible for compensating the purchaser. Says, if, however, again, the way Kati is explaining it here, that the purchaser says, I would like to purchase this for cooking, and it was going to be for a long time, as we said, despite the fact he even poured it into the jugs of the purchaser, harizeh mekach tau, that would be an invalid sale. Because again, he wanted to purchase wine that would last, and he said that clearly to the seller, and therefore this wine wasn't of a quality that would last, and therefore it's an invalid sale. It needs to be compensated. V'im amar lo, if he says, yain mevusam ani mocher lach, I'm going to sell you wine that had various spices, so sort of like a perfume type of wine, and that would generally last until the summer months. We said chayv la midlo ad atzeret, the quality of wine has to last until atzeret, which is chag shavuot, because from that time onwards, as the temperature rises, the wine is likely to spoil anyway. If someone says, I'd like to buy v'yashan, I'd like to buy yain yashan, or he's selling him yain yashan, what's old wine? Well, Mishnah says it has to be not from this season, but from last season. However, if he says miyushan, so yain miyushan I'm selling to you, then it would have to be not from last year's, but from Michel Shalosh Shanim, from 3 years ago. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalet. Hamocher makom lechavero livnot lebayit. If someone is selling some space to his friend in order to build a house, sometimes the Mishnah asks, what is, how much space can the person who's purchased this area, how big the house can he build? And the example here is, V'chen ha-mekabel mechavero livnot bait chatnut livno, or bait amunot levito. So here, the way we explain the Mishnah, this is the first reading of Kehati, is he was saying he's purchasing a house for either his son, Beit Chanun Bono, his son got married, he wants him to live right next to him after the wedding, or Beit Almanut Levito, or his daughter's an Almana, and he wants her to live independently, but right next to him. Interestingly, the Gemara points out here, what is a Beit Chanun Levino and not Levito? And that's to teach us that She'ein derech hatan nadur im chamav, that it's not the way of a son-in-law to live with his in-laws. That's the way the Gemara explains it. Let's continue. So how much space is that? Bone arba amot al shesh. The space would be, according to Rabbi Akiva, is 4 by 6 amot. That's it. That's the size of Beit Chatnut or Beit Almanut. Rabbi Ishmael says, Refet Bakarhu. Those dimensions are effectively the size of a barn, not for a dwelling place of a person. Harotzeh lasot Refet Bakar, but if someone agreement was to build a barn for his animals, we say, Bone Arba Amot Al Shesh. Yes, indeed, everyone agrees it would be 4 by 6. The Mishnah continues, Beit Katan, what are the dimensions of a small house that's independent, not simply attached to an existing one, like the first cases. That is Shesh al Shmona, which is 6 by 8 amot. Gadol, a large house, is Shmona al Eser, which is 8 by 10 amot, so 80 square amot. And Traklin, this is referred to as like a hall. Then we say Eser al Eser, it's 10 by 10 amot. The Mishnah says when you're building a structure, we say Rumo, Kechatzi orko ovechatzi rochbo, that the height of it, so we've explained the space, but what about the height? That is like half its length and half its width. So you take the length and the width together. So for a Beit Katan, that was 6 by 8, so now we've got 14, and the height would be 7 amot. Raya la davar, what's the proof of this? We say that is the Heichal. If you look at the Heichal and Beis HaMikdash, this is referring to the one that the Shlomo built, its length was 40, width was 20, and its height was 30, which is half of the 20 plus 40. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Hakol kebinyan haheichal. So there's a Question here, what's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel saying? Because it seems to be exactly the same thing. One understanding is he is saying the same thing because Mishnah is saying this is opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Another understanding of this Mishnah is no, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is speaking rhetorically, saying, "Akol kabinyan ahichal." Do we really say that every house has to follow the same model as the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash? So therefore he's saying no, rather it simply goes Hakol kaminhag medina. You simply go according to what the common practice is when determining how high such structures should be built. Those are the Mishnah today.